Heavenly Father, as we begin this time of just being in your presence, I ask for Holy Spirit to come and hover over all those within the sound of my voice. I pray for deep wounds, physically, mentally, emotionally, that may have weighed these dear ones down. Wounds that maybe they have carried for a very long time. I ask you to help them to just lay all of them down at the foot of the cross. I am declaring in faith that these moments will be a time of restoration, a time of healing and deliverance, a time of God regathering all that the enemy has stolen from us. Reach down, God, and touch the deepest parts of us, our innermost being, body and soul, with deep healing and full restoration in our lives, so that we can walk in abundance and fullness and have the strength and desire to help build your kingdom on the earth. We will follow where you lead us, Holy Spirit. Even if we can't clearly see where we're going, we will take small steps of faith with your Spirit guiding our every step. It's better that we don't see too far ahead because we have to trust you more then to lead us day by day. Psalm 147 says, "You heal the brokenhearted and bind up their wounds. You determine the number of stars. You give to all of them their names. Great are you, Lord, and abundant in power. Your understanding is beyond measure. Thank you that you care so deeply for us. You know us better than we know ourselves. Jesus, thank you that your love is so pure and holy. And it's so individual that you love us, each one of us, as if we were the only person in the world. When we are feeling downhearted in mind or body, or our spirits are low, we should stand in an opposite spirit and begin to declare who we are in Christ. I want to pray this prayer from Ephesians 3:16-21 over you right now. May he grant you, out of the rich treasury of his glory, to be strengthened and reinforced with mighty power in your inner man by the Holy Spirit, indwelling your innermost being and personality. May Christ, through your faith, dwell, settle down, abide, make his permanent home in your hearts. May you be rooted deep in love and founded securely on love, that you may have the power and be strong to apprehend and grasp with all the saints, God's devoted people, the experience of that love. What is the breadth and length and height and depth of it? That you may really come to know practically through the experience for yourselves, the love of Christ, which far surpasses mere knowledge without experience. That you may be filled through all your being unto all the fullness of God. That you may have the richest measure of the divine presence and become a body wholly filled and flooded with God himself. Now to him who by in consequence of the action of his power that is at work within us is able to carry out his purpose and do superabundantly far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever and ever."